iMovie.
Wonderful. I mean, hey, that's the start of it all, you know?
I don't know, Grant. You know what? You've got so much experience and have done so many things. I mean, it's like, you know, if you can't figure out some of the technology stuff, it's okay. It's like, don't think it's important. I don't think it matters.
I'm quite proud of being a quasi-Luddite.
Yeah, it's like, you got like lots of other skills.
I'm a wannabe Luddite. Yeah. There's a test you could take. Do you want to be a Luddite or not? I took the test and they said I was a wannabe.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, we'll leave it at that then. So we'll sign up as the wannabe Luddites and and we're going to have a recording next week that Daisy Wu did with, I know the last name is Stanford. I forget the first name of the artist. Shoot.
I don't know it off the top of my head.
Yeah. So, but anyways, we have this excellent.
Franklin.
Nope. We have this excellent interview with our co-host, Daisy Wu. Just Daisy is doing the interview. It's a pre-recorded interview with an artist from Montreal. It's an excellent interview. So stay tuned next week for 5:30 at Thursdays for that interview.
This is valuable. Yeah. This is part of that alternative action. Yeah.
And next up is Tawny the Brave. So stay tuned on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Okay. Bye-bye.
But you're all right. Hey there, everyone. It's 7 minutes after 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. And you know what that means, don't you? That's right. It means it's time for Tawny the Brave here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. I'm your host, Dave Berthium, your special. And I'm glad you're with me today. I actually have a theme today. I had a theme last week. What is it with me and coming up with themes all the time? Usually I'm lazier than that. Well, today it's all foreign versions. So if you want to brush up on your linguistics, this is the perfect show to listen to good songs and practice, your foreign language exercises. A lot of Italian and German, but there's some French, some Japanese, some Portuguese, and I don't know what else. I'm not sure. Some Spanish. But we're going to start off with Italian from a group called La Ragazza 77. I don't know how to say 77 in Italian. I'm so embarrassed. And this is a track called Il Beat Cosé. Any guesses what Sonny and Cher song that is a version of? Some of you got it. It's The Beat Goes On, the Italian version by La Ragazza 77. This is Il Beat Cosé on Tawny the Brave.
Il Beat Cosé, Il Beat Cosé. Cos'è? Ridere per non soffrire più. Lare, lare, di. Lare, lare, da. Vendicarsi senza più odiare. E ballare sempre per. Ed ignorare tutto quello che vorrebbe inutilmente cambiare te. Il Beat Cosé, Il Beat Cosé. Vivere in un mondo che non c'è. Cos'è? Vivere in un mondo che non c'è. Lare, lare, di.
Je tiens droit debout
Johnny Hallyday. He was a pretty big deal back in the day. A big pop star in France. That was French, by the way, in case you didn't recognize the language. Three different languages in that set. If you could understand them all, you were a multilinguist. That was Mal, his version of Deep Purple's Hush. Before that was, I'm going to mispronounce things all over the place. No offense to all the respective cultures. I enjoy foreign languages and foreign language versions, and I'm doing my best, and I'm enjoying this. So I hope you are too. But before that, from a Brazilian Nuggets compilation, ergo, they're presumably singing in Portuguese, because what, Brazil? I have a teacher in the room. Brazil has two national languages, Portuguese and English? Or what? Do you know?
I don't know of.
Don't know. Well, we're going to have to research it after hours. But that was a group called Vous Les Contar, with their version of Pushing Too Hard, a garage rock classic by the Seeds originally. And off the top, a Sonny and Cher nugget called The Beat Goes On, or Il Beat Cosé by La Ragazza 77. Oh, I wish I knew what 77 was in Italian. I feel like that's disrespectful to just say 77. Yeah, I could take a guess, but that would probably be more disrespectful. So let's just stick with that. You know, I would like to dedicate this entire episode of Tawny the Brave to somebody who is definitely not listening. It's a former coworker of mine, and he works in a kitchen in one of Winnipeg's finest Italian restaurants where I used to work. And presumably they're in the middle of dinner rush right now, so he's quite busy. But when I would work with him, I would put on, we would take turns playing music, and I would sometimes put on playlists. Sometimes it was like this, foreign language versions, or sometimes it was just a big mix with some foreign language versions in there. But he found it most frustrating. In fact, we reached a point where I think I was playing all foreign versions one evening, probably during cleanup time, and he was just shaking his head and furrowing his brow and going, what the hell is this? Weird. And eventually he begged me to change it. And I said, why? Don't you like this? And he said, well, I do like it, and I know most of the songs, but I can't sing along. So play something else.
So,
anyways, this is dedicated to his frustration and anybody else who stopped listening because, I don't know, xenophobia or just something. But it just makes me laugh. I find it great and kind of funny and highly entertaining. I do have a lot of artists here who are otherwise unfamiliar to you and I, unless you're super into the garage rock scene of, you know, Rome or Mexico City or Osaka in the 60s or what have you. And I'm guessing few of you are. But there's a lot of artists that we all know very well who sang some of their material in foreign languages, either for the foreign language market or just as a little bonus B-side curio or what have you. Various reasons. In fact, if you were listening last week, you might recall that I played Johnny Cash singing his song I Walk the Line in German. Well, I'm not going to play that this week, but in this set, and peppered throughout the rest of the show, but in this set, all three songs in this upcoming set are entirely familiar artists, shall we say. We're going to hear from Peter Gabriel, who he sang a number of his songs in German, and we're going to hear him singing his own hit, Games Without Frontiers, in German. Even casual Bowie fans know that he did a well-known version of his own song Heroes in German called Helden. That's pretty easy to find. But a little less easy to find is his French version of Heroes. And that's what we're going to hear in this set. And we're going to start things off with Blondie. I always really liked the fact that their song Sunday Girl, which is one of my favorite Blondie songs for sure, the version of it that's on their Best Of has one verse in French. And I always thought that was really cool. It was years and years later when I discovered that they had an entire French version. And I think that's just great. Magnifique, as a matter of fact. So here it is. This is Blondie with their French version of Sunday Girl, which I presume is called Fille de Dimanche or something. I don't know. But here you go.
Just doing your name. und spielt mit Lotte, Lotte spielt mit Joe, Jane spielt mit Willi, Willi ist wieder froh, Sugi spielt mit Leo, Sascha spielt mit Brit, also zündet Bücher an, Enrico macht auch mit. Wir flirten, Krieg muss mal schwänzen, Spiel ohne Grenzen. Ein Kontenblicke töten, werd ihr flirten, Krieg muss mal schwänzen, Spiel ohne Grenzen. Krieg muss mal schwänzen, Spiel ohne Grenzen.
Peter Gabriel there with Games Without Frontiers, the German version. I know he did some of his other songs. I think he did a whole EP in German, if memory serves. I remember hearing a great version of Here Comes the Flood in German, which I thought was great. I also recall hanging out with, there was a time in my life when I used to hang out with German soldiers. True story. So it's a long story. I'll tell you over drinks sometime. But I got them to comment on the German language versions of songs by Peter Gabriel and by David Bowie. And they didn't think much of Peter Gabriel's accent, but they said David Bowie's accent was impeccable. For whatever that's worth, I guess it helps when you live in Berlin for a year or two. Which I don't believe Peter Gabriel ever did, but anyways, that's kind of fun. Before that was Ero, David Bowie's version of Heroes in French. And again, with the French off the top, was Sunday Girl by Blondie. You're listening to Tawny the Brave here on CKUW 95.9 FM. If you're still listening, you must be enjoying the show. Or you've fallen and you can't get up to change the station. One of the two. I hope it's the former. I'm enjoying the show. We're going to hear some more familiar artists and some unfamiliar artists doing dandy foreign language versions of songs that you'll probably know. In fact, this show is actually jam-packed with songs most people know. I mean, most people who, you know, listen to this show would know. In this set, we're going to hear from Ben Folds 5. Ben Folds singing in Japanese. As well, Augusto Righetti. Guess where he's from? Doing his version of a Beatles classic. But first, the Beatles' main rivals, if that really was a thing. It's the Rolling Stones singing in Italian. Yes, Mick Jagger singing in Italian. Strange but true. This is their Italian version of As Tears Go By on Tawny the Brave.
Il sole sta per tramontare, dei bimbi corona gioca, pensi che sorridono ed io son qui con le mie lacrime così.
Ritorni a me. Ricky. One, Mama B. Two, the pay, chicka pay, toy.
So it came to be that the three young men known as Ben Folds 5 soon after played cruise ship dates.
And you can go Darren's any damn problem town, was exacerbated by this. The good time towns with all pretty people in them and find one damn live ass bitch.
Turned out to be just exactly that.
Every damn
Ben Folds gate and another 75,000.
Ben Folds 5 there with Song for the Dumped. The Japanese version, no less. And kind of an amusing, jokey reworking. Kind of fun. Before that was Augusto Righetti with Nelle Mani Tue, or We Can Work It Out. Rolling Stones off the top with As Tears Go By, the Italian version. And that takes us to halfway through the show, a little more, actually. It's 6:46 right now. And bless you, you're still listening to Tawny the Brave here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. I've got a little too much stuff here to play. There's going to be lots of perfectly good stuff I brought with me that's not going to make the cut. So I've already been yakking a lot, I realize, so we'll try to keep that to a minimum from now on so we can get to all this fun stuff. We're going to hear from a Turkish band doing a Yardbirds song. We're going to hear Jimmy Ruffin, well-known Motown artist, singing in Italian. And first up, it's, well, again with the Italian. A lot of Italian going on here. What can you say? I Corvi. Or Corvi, I'm sorry, with a song that they call Sospesa a un Filo, which is their version of the Electric Prunes' I Had Too Much to Dream Last Night, here on Tawny the Brave.
Yo morirò. cambiare idea, contenta tu, lo sai che ti dico, ti do la mano e ti saluto, quando tu ci ripenserai, troverai la mia porta chiusa, un'altra ci sarà, al posto tu lo sai, sempre. Sapevo che non si va mai su nel cielo a dispetto dei santi, ma il paradiso che tu non mi dai, qualcuno ancora mi può dare. Se decidi così va via, non ti voglio far cambiare idea, contenta.
Satisfying our Turkish content requirement is İzmir Özel Kazıyaka Lisesi. Really? Four names for that guy. He's a big deal in Turkey, probably, possibly. And that was his version of Over Under Sideways Down, originally a Yardbirds song. Jimmy Ruffin before that, singing the Italian version of his biggest hit, What Becomes of the Brokenhearted, and Se Decidi Così. I Corvi off the top with Sopesea a un Filo, sospesa, infilo.
This is fun.
I had too much to dream last night as the original. It was by the Electric Prunes. Carrying right on, in this next set, we're going to hear from the Four Tops doing, well, a song that wasn't actually a hit for them, but it's a pretty great Italian language version of the Left Banks' Walk Away Renee. Stormy Six as well, doing a Small Faces cover. And off the top, Gene Pitney with one of my favorite songs of all time, except this is this German? Yeah, it's German. I'm sure it is. If not, I'm embarrassed. But here you go, with Gene Pitney's German version of Town Without Pity.
Che più facile
restare indietro e arrendersi. Ma non ti puoi fermare quando vuoi volare, anche se oggi piango perché ti voglio bene.
Oggi piango
perché ti voglio troppo bene.
Oggi piango per te.
Ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba. Ma non ti puoi fermare quando vuoi volare, anche se oggi piango perché ti voglio bene.
Oggi piango
perché ti voglio troppo bene.
Oggi piango per te.
Oggi piango perché ti voglio bene.
Oggi piango
perché ti voglio troppo bene.
Four Tops there with L'Arcobaleno, their version of the Left Banks' Walk Away Renee. I can't rightly remember if the Four Tops did that song in English. They must have. They must have. But I don't know. I'm certainly not fluent in Italian. I worked at an Italian restaurant for many years with an actual Roman-born head chef. I learned a few things from him, but when it comes to things outside of food, I don't know too much Italian. But I do know that l'arcobaleno means rainbow. So the retitled Walk Away Renee in Italian is just called The Rainbow. I'd have to understand all the lyrics to explain more, but there you have it. A lovely version there. Stormy Six before that with Oggi Piango, which is their version of The Small Faces' All or Nothing. And Gene Pitney off the top with Bleib bei mir, a version of his own, Town Without Pity, the last song he sang in his life. It was 18 years ago when he was doing a UK tour, and after his show in Cardiff, Wales, he had a heart attack overnight in his hotel room, and the show that he played turned out to be his very last. And Town Without Pity was the very last song that he sang. Fitting, possibly. I mean, it was his biggest hit. Not that the lyrical content has anything to do with the aptness, but anyhow, it's 7 minutes after seven. You're still listening to Tawny the Brave here on CKUW 95.9 FM. Today it's all foreign language versions. This next set is all German language versions. We're going to hear from Dionne Warwick, Georgie Fame, and off the top, it's the hilariously titled Cindy and Bert. It makes me laugh every time I read that. It's just a couple of folks who sing. Maybe they were married. I don't know. I've never seen a picture of them. I know nothing about them. But I do know that this version of Black Sabbath's Paranoid is kind of awesome. Their version is called Der Hund von Baskerville. Yeah, I know, right? But check it out. This is Cindy and Bert making their making their Tawny the Brave debut.
Vor dem Hund von Baskerville. Wen er anfängt. kom in och avväckna kost. Jag frågar baby, och baby gillar oss. Till unser kino, dann sa jag baby no no. Så vi är fuhe, och das var immer schon so. Sie holt die Platten, man bitt die baby und dann, da muss sie tanzen. Was soll ich machen als man? Ich sage yeah, that's what I say yeah yeah. Wir tanzen shake, wir tanzen Tango und Twist. So will es baby, was sie ein Teenager ist. Ich bin ja ehrlich, ich tanze nix so gern. Das überlasse ich lieber anderen hin. Aber mein Baby, wir wissen ob ich es kann. So tanze ich weiter, was soll ich machen als Mann? Ich sage yeah yeah, that's what I say yeah yeah. Und dazu brennt geheimnisvoll das rote Licht wie in einer Bar. Yeah yeah, I like it, yeah yeah, I like it. Yeah yeah, I like it, yeah yeah, I like it. Dann gibt es hier auf dieser großen weiten Welt nur Not und zwar yeah yeah yeah yeah yeah yeah yeah yeah yeah. Aber diese Stimmung ist alles anders in nur. Na man dann träumen und mag die Augen zu. Das war ich leider. Man wird die Baby genau. Man wird die Baby. Ist das eine große Schau? Das will sie tanzen. Man wird die Baby und dann soll ich sie küssen. Was soll ich machen als Mann? Ich sage yeah. That's what I say yeah yeah. That's what I say, yeah, yeah. Zu brennt geheimnisvoll das rote Licht wie in einer Bar. Yeah yeah, I like it. Yeah yeah, I like it. Yeah yeah, I like it. Yeah yeah, I like it. Dann gibt es hier auf dieser großen weiten Welt nur noch und zwar yeah yeah yeah yeah yeah yeah. Aber diese Stimmung ist alles anders in nun. Und der Träumer mag die Augen zu. Das war ich leider. Dann bitte die Baby genau. Die Baby. Das ist eine große Schau. Ich will sie tanzen, man wird die Baby und dann soll ich sie küssen. Was soll ich machen als Mann? Ich sag yeah yeah. That's what I say. Ich sag yeah yeah. That's what I say. Ich sag yeah yeah. That's what I say. I say yeah yeah. Yeah yeah.
Wenn wir uns vielleicht mal wiedersehen. Bleib nicht stehen, bleib nicht stehen, geh vorbei, geh vorbei. Fühlst du nicht, dass jeder Blick von dir mein Herz zerbricht? Ich kann dir nicht glauben und weiß, dass ich dir verzeih. Mich allein, geh vorbei, geh vorbei. Bleib nicht stehen, ich habe solche Angst, dich anzusehen. Wir würden uns küssen und wiesen, alles ist vorbei. Oh, geh vorbei. Sag mir für immer heute dabei. Sag mir für immer.
And we're back. That was Dionne Warwick with her big hit, Give or Buy. You all know it. Georgie Fame before that. And apparently, yeah, yeah, is the same in German as it is in English. It's, let's face it, it's yeah, yeah is the same in every language, I think. I say that really offhandedly, but it probably is. Off the top was Cindy and Bert. Boy, wouldn't you like a t-shirt from their concert? A Cindy and Bert t-shirt. For some reason, I'm picturing their names inside a heart. I don't know. But anyways, that was their version of Black Sabbath's Paranoid called Der Hund von Baskerville. Aren't we having fun today? Let's see. What? Okay. We're going to hear from Sandy Shaw with her version of Always Something There to Remind Me, which I know is a Dionne Warwick song, but it was a hit for a number of people. And never forgetting a big revival hit in the 80s for Naked Eye or Naked Eyes, whichever it was. But it's a Burt Bacharach song, of course, and she does it in German as Einmal glücklich sein wie die anderen. Wow, that is wordy. But then again, always something there to remind me. What are you going to do? We're also going to hear from the Beach Boys in this set. I've played that one on my show before, but their version, a German language version of In My Room. And O Meu, the song is called O Meu Tambourim. It's also from the Nuggets compilation, a version of the Lemon Pipers' Green Tambourine. But first, Sandy Shaw on Tawny the Brave.
Ich bin allein, gibt es für mich denn keinen, der mich wirklich liebt? Ich bin allein und kann nicht glauben, dass es ihn für mich nicht gibt. Oh, komm zu mir, ich sehn mich. Ich möchte einmal glücklich sein wie die anderen. Einmal glücklich sein wie die anderen. Es wäre schön zu lieben. Und ich wäre niemals allein, niemals allein. Oh, oh, oh, oh. Ich hab geweint in meinen Träumen, sah ich oft dein Bild vor. Ich hab geweint und wo dich wach, dann warst du leider nicht mehr hier. Oh, komm zu mir, ich seh'n mich. Ich möchte einmal glücklich sein wie die anderen. Einmal glücklich sein wie die anderen. Es wär schön zu lieben. Und ich wär
vive um tamborim que uma vez meu pai comprou pra mim. Quantas vezes com ele toquei, mas um dia desapareceu. Como chorei por meu tamborim. Vezes com ele toquei, mas um dia desapareceu. Como chorei por meu tamborim. Faz uma semana nada mais que perdi meu velho tamborim. Sinto até vontade de chorar só de
back. That was the Beach Boys, of course, with Guns Align, In My Room, one of their most beautiful songs, tied with about 11 others. But the German version of In My Room. Before that was was a version of Green Tambourine from the Brazilian, again from the Brazilian Nuggets compilation. And Sandy Shaw off the top with her German version of Always Something There to Remind Me. A lot of German content today. Jeff and I were just talking about the social and cultural reasons that there might be so many German versions as compared to other countries. There's certainly a few Italian versions and some French, but that's a discussion for another tavern. So, we got time for just one more. And I think I'm going to go with this because it's fun. It's going back to Italy for this one. It's Caterina Caselli. I'm sure all you, old Italians who listen to this show were big fans of her back in the day. This is her version of the Rolling Stones' Paint It Black on Tawny the Brave. I'll leave you with this. Stay tuned for Adult Kindergarten up next, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye!
Cerco il bene che ho perduto e sto piangendo.